HarperCollins presents The Forest Grimm by Catherine Purdy. Read by Sarah Ovens.
Prologue. Before the Curse. Tell me again, Grandmère, the story of how I die. The girl had waited until twilight to approach her grandmother, when the work of the day was done and the old woman sat close to the warmth of the hearth, her violet eyes half closed, and the valerian tincture bottle propped on the small table beside her, its cork removed. The girl stepped closer. Clara was a rarity in Grimm's Hollow, to dwell on death instead of life, and all that life could become for her. The other children in the village dreamed of the happiness that awaited them when they came of age at 16. But with a fortune such as Clara's, she doubted she would even live another 7 years. A deep wrinkle puckered the skin between Grandmère's slender brows.
"Ma petite chérie,"
she said in a language no one else spoke in their village, not even Clara's grandfather, though he had long since passed away.
"I do not like that story."
Clara slid the tincture bottle to the edge of the table, to make room for a deck of painted fortune-telling cards that she held behind her back. She squared her thin shoulders and stood as tall as her 9-year-old frame would stretch. "Then tell me a new story," she said, and presented the cards. Grandmère's gaze fell to the deck. Embers snapped in the fireplace, reflecting in the old woman's pupils like startled fireflies. She was the only person Clara knew who had a little magic of her own, though it wasn't the strongest magic known to Grimm's Hollow. While the villagers respected Grandmère's gift to read the future, what they truly revered was a separate magic entirely unrelated, the magic of the Forest Grimm. It held the power to grant wishes and make dreams come true. That power was bound up in a book, a remarkable gift from the forest, which was said to have appeared in the village over 100 years ago. In a bordering meadow, the volume arrived fully formed on a bed of red spotted mushrooms and four-leaf clovers. Wood from the trees formed the paper, leaves dyed the ink, and fine roots threaded the binding. Sortes Fortunae was engraved on the cover, which in the common tongue meant Book of Fortunes. The book's magic could be called upon only once in a person's lifetime, so long as they had come of age. Grandmère had come of age decades ago, but she didn't live in Grimm's Hollow when she was 16. She came here in her 23rd year, and 2 years afterward, she claimed her moment. Although she had the ability to foretell the future, that didn't prevent her from wanting what the book could also offer, as it did for each villager. Grandmère made a wish to change her fate. Clara never discovered what that wish was. The old woman would never speak of it. Like every wise villager before her, Grandmère kept her wish sacred and secret. If she revealed it, the spell would be reversed.
"Non."
Grandmère shook her head, denying Clara's request for a card reading.
"We have played this game before, and I cannot give you false hope again."
It wasn't like her grandmother to call fortune-telling a game, but Clara had wearied her with dozens of requests over the past few months. The 5 times Grandmère had relented, the reading, or the story as she called it, had failed to present Clara with a future that didn't spell an ill-timed death. The little girl sucked her lower lip between her teeth. "What if..."
"My cards never lie, child."
With a heavy exhale, Grandmère tucked an errant lock of hair back into Clara's crown braid and patted her cheek.
"I am sorry, but fate does not change its mind."
Until yesterday, Clara might have believed such words. But last night, a farmer's wife had come to their cottage for a reading, and that evening had proved exceptional. It wasn't the visit itself that was novel. Villagers often implored Grandmère to reveal their fates. Most had already made their one wish on the Book of Fortunes, and they still yearned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?